This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, August 28th. Cattle markets yesterday started out pretty quiet, and then we ran into some selling, and the markets quickly kind of pushed lower, managed to bounce a little bit, but then the markets just stayed weak throughout the day. So we were down about a buck, buck and a half on the live cattle and in feeders, down just over $2 on the deferred. So a market that appears to be taking another stab at the downside. My feeling had been that we'd get a little bit more to the upside, test those double bottom lows in live cattle, try to fill some gaps in feeders before we turned south and retested recent lows. So it doesn't appear that that's going to happen. With the weakness in the market, it appears that we've already started that next leg down. So we'll see if we get much follow through here. But we're not that far away from the contract lows on the live cattle and the feeders. I think there, the low from on Friday's spike low, which did test a support and then it kind of snapped back on Monday. And of course, yesterday's trade kind of takes some of that back away again. So we're back and forth quite a bit in the cattle complex. I think we'll find support at last week's or Friday's kind of stab low. But if we don't, then pretty good chance we're headed on down to test those major lows from a couple weeks ago. So we'll just see where that all evolves. But again, it does appear that we've probably started that next kind of push down in cattle, which frankly should be more of a longer term low. The major lows from a couple weeks ago probably pretty much established that, but I think the markets will come back down and test those lows. Cash trade has been very quiet, just a couple hundred head traded on the dress trade, around 175, which would be unchanged from last week. Box beef values were lower yesterday. Choice was down 130 at 237. Select down 95 at 211. The spread between the two is at 2605. Movement was 112 loads. Cash trade, you know, just a couple hundred head trade. Kind of hard to say that that's going to set the tone, but that's pretty much where we're at this point. I think that seasonally we're still in this window of carving out our lows. Cycles and long-term trends all point to some sort of significant low as we get into this late August, early September time window, which clearly we're right in the middle of. So I'm, you know, and again, looking at the price action from yesterday, probably will come back down and test those lows, but I don't think there's a lot more pressure in this market. Unless the stock market falls apart, and that's always the caveat here, because there's a lot of red flags being thrown up in the economy, and you know, trade wars going on, and geopolitical issues going on, and chaos in the government is not a good combination. It's never a good thing to have chaos in the government, but all these other things going on, it creates so much uncertainty and unease that you could quickly see the consumer start to pull back, and that would affect the cattle market. But at this point, the economy is pretty solid. We're in strong footing, and you know, the cattle market, we're working through record numbers in fairly good shape. The feedlots have done an excellent job of staying current, and I think that that's going to continue, you know, to be the case as we work our way out of this time window. We're going to be running into lower numbers. We've had lower placements the last 3 months in a row. So pretty soon we're going to be running into significantly tighter numbers. And that's going to take us into the fall time window and the Christmas, the holiday season, where demand tends to pick up as well. So I you know, we're getting through this tunnel, if you will, of big record numbers in very good shape. The feedlots have done a superb job, and it's just a matter of working through the numbers. Then, of course, you had the fire, which shut down a major packing plant. That created a big hiccup in the market, and I think was really kind of the catalyst that just stamped that major low. And again, with the inability of the market to really bounce back very well at all in the live cattle trade, I think we're probably going to come back down and retest those lows. And that should happen within a week, I would say. It's going to happen sooner rather than later. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.